This past week, we participated in parades and picnics and all kinds of celebrations in honor of America and thinking about our freedom and the birthday of our country. And I think there's celebrations and times that remind us of how thankful we should be, certainly, and of all of our blessings, and hopefully helps us to put our lives into perspective and knowing that someone fought for our freedom and we can have these celebrations. When we go to Ocean Lake Family Campground in Myrtle Beach, I always look forward to the golf cart race. We didn't win, but it's okay. I think it'd be from North Carolina or South Carolina to win, it seems like. But it's okay. But there's like 265 golf carts in this parade, and we decorated, and we did better last year, but we had a lot of time, of fun with that. But Dad, you know, who's a World War II veteran, it was really cool because, you know, this campground, there's like 10,000 people there. There's 265 golf carts in this parade, and people were, Dad had his hat on, and that was kind of the theme of our, I was Uncle Sam, actually. I had a beard on and all that. And then I had this World War II veteran. I get into this stuff. You guys know me. I really get into this parade. I was Uncle Sam, and he was a real World War II veteran. But this little kid just came out of the crowd and just gave that a big hug. It was really cool. And so, I mean, we should teach our kids to be thankful for our country and our nation. And, you know, thinking about this summer, as we talked about a few weeks ago when I was last here and talking about being prepared and getting ready, and sometimes you just can't be ready for things that happen. But when we think about our summer, we have things planned and spending time with family. I say that as your pastor. If you can do that, you need to do that. Spending time with family and friends and going on vacation, I really encourage you to do that. That's what we're supposed to do. Spend time with our family and our church family. Looking at our bulletin, lots of opportunities for us to be together this summer. And just thankful for the opportunities that I've had this summer with my family. And a couple weeks ago, we took an American history tour. And on this American history tour, we were in Boston, we were in Philadelphia, we were in Maine, we were in New Hampshire. That one day, we were in like 9 different states as we were driving, like going through New Hampshire and Delaware and all those places. And I recognize that I really don't know my states very well. But where are we? You're trying to picture that. Okay, man, we're all the way to the top in Maine. And in that journey, especially in Maine and Kennebunkport and just being on the beach there, just being thankful, again, for our blessings, but realizing God's the creator of all things. We went to this mountain in, Mount Washington.
Is that New Hampshire?
Yeah, in New Hampshire. Mount Washington. See, I got confused. In Mount Washington in New Hampshire. And so Dad wanted to take us. He wanted us to ride this train, like, over 6,000 feet high. And, I wasn't real sure about that, but look, I really didn't want to do it. I was trained. I wasn't really getting into it. We got here too late. So we missed the train. And then they said, we got this tour guide. You can go all the way up to the top of this mountain in this van. We're like, you can drive it on your own. So we decided to drive it on our own. Oh, I got to 4,000 feet. I'm not joking. My head was going to explode. I was shaking. I can't go any further. I mean, you're like, and the road's like this, you know what I mean? They say check your brakes and all that stuff. And so we got to 4,000 feet, and I said, oh, thank you, God, for this beautiful land. It's beautiful, but I got to go. I got to get back to the bottom. And so we were there, and we saw these, like, little pets, but they were vehicles, always that, look, they're all the way up. I'm like, well, we're not going that far. We saw it. We can see God's beauty. But in this trip, man, it's just awesome. An American history tour. Well, I got to show a picture of part of American history. This was a stop. Jay, we got that. This was part of our stop. This is an American legend right here. We have a picture to show you this morning. We stopped in New Jersey, and that's part of it. Let's go to the other one. That one. This is Lucy Wills. She's 100 years old. And I had a video to show you, but it's just not, it's too long, it's not downloading this morning. But as we were in Boston and Philadelphia and Maine and all these historic places, and being thankful for the beauty of God, knowing that our Father in heaven has created these mountains that I was on top of, and these beautiful oceans and rocks, and just seeing what a beautiful drive that was. And in our journey, Bethany and I were like, oh, let's stop here, guys. We can't stop. Every little town, look, there's a cute little coffee shop there. Let's stop there. We couldn't stop at all those places. But just thankful for that. And I love the trip. But this was certainly a highlight. I wish I could video it. We didn't. But she did. I don't know that she knew we were coming, but the people there knew we were coming, and her daughter knew that we were coming. And she was at lunch, and when she saw me, she did one of her, woo, and jumped up. And this was in the library, and we had a video of her. As you can tell, she looks great. She does. She's 100 years old. Her mind is very good. But you know what was sad? She was asking about certain people here in the church, which most of them that she asked were no longer here. And that made her sad. And she asked about how Mom was doing. And Dad said, well, she passed away. And she looked at me. She goes, did I know that? She did know that, because she'd actually called after Mom had died to give her thoughts. But Lucille's doing great there. I wish I could have shown you the video. She does use a walker, but she took off and got in her room. She goes, this is it. So she has, that's not her room, that's the library. She seems to really like it there. But she's real happy that we were there, and the people there were happy that we came to see Lucille. She certainly misses you guys, and certainly would like to be home, but she's well taken care of there. It's very similar to where a lot of our people are in Bridgeport. I still say Maplewood, but it's a different name. But so Lucille sends her wishes. She gave me a souvenir from lunch, just a little pack of marmalade jelly. And I have it on my desk, I'll keep it forever. So Lucille is doing great, and she certainly misses all of us. And she has a little bag, a bag like this, or her little walker. She has a little bag on her walker, and she has all the church bulletins in it. And she pulled out the recent one and was asking some questions so she could read. And her mind is good. She just cannot hear. She couldn't hear when she was here. So we had to do a lot of screaming and yelling, and so we had lots of pictures. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning. And that was certainly a blessing. And the next picture I want to show you is actually the scripture for my message this morning. I don't know if you've been to the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, but the guy was giving a presentation. I didn't know this, but this verse, there's a verse right here. That is a verse. That's Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10. And that is on the Liberty Bell. And Leviticus is spelled, it's actually on the other side, but here's the verse. And it says L-E-V, which would be Leviticus. And 25:10 is Roman numerals, and I don't know. I think the guy was doing the presentation. I don't know. Dad told him I was a preacher or something. I don't really know why he needed to tell him that. But so because the guy, he was reading that verse, and Dad said, well, here's a preacher, and the guy's, what verse is that? I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he just put me on the spot. I'm at the Liberty Bell in front of all these people. I don't really know. It's Old Testament, I'm sure. He goes, Leviticus 25:10, which is the scripture that I want to share this morning. So now think about this. The Liberty Bell, we know what that is, the Liberty Bell. And it certainly represents our freedom. And we think about the establishment of our country from the very beginning. The Bible was included. And I think it's neat to note that. And in that verse this morning, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10, it says this. It says, consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. And that's what that says on the bell there. It says liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. That's what's actually on. Look at the verse. That's actually on the Liberty Bell. It's hundreds of years old, and it speaks of freedom. Now, in Leviticus chapter 25, beginning there in verse 8, it talks about the year of the Jubilee, which was meant to be celebrated every 50 years. But what happened in that, or what was to be included in that, was they kind of canceled all your debt. You were debt-free, and all the slaves were free during this Jubilee that was supposed to happen. Old Testament times, you read it in Leviticus. And every 50 years, and it was a time where everybody, all the slaves were freed and all your debts were canceled. But what it says there, certainly, the beginning of our country, it's on the actual Liberty Bell, proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. Liberty in the United States, freedom for all people and everyone that's here. We know people have come to the melting pot, but people all over the world have come to the United States, come to America for what? For freedom. And we're to proclaim that freedom. And we've heard these songs this morning and all these celebrations this week. And again, in my journey to the Northeast and all the way back, being thankful to God for the beauty of the earth. I mean, God created all that. Just taking a moment to kind of take that in and be thankful for that. And all these places that we visited. You know, and also in Philadelphia, there's, you know, the penitentiary there. And, you know, that was a place, and that's it's not in use today. But that's where people were supposed to go and repent. P.E.N. I learned that. I actually learned some things. P.E.N. penitent, repent. That's the beginnings of that penitent where people were, again, they were in trouble with the law. But back in the day, hundreds of years ago, they were to go there and repent of their sins and realize they had done something wrong, even plus they hurt somebody or something horrible, whatever it was. I learned it on our on-off bus tour. I'm like, why? And I asked the lady to repeat that, just to make sure I understood that correctly, because I was putting in my phone as a note. So we think about the beginnings of our country based on the Bible, the Liberty Bell, penitentiary, repenting of your sins. And here we are today in 2019 and realizing God is still good. And God is still good. So that's a little history lesson. Certainly God's word this morning, Leviticus 25:10, is inscribed on the Liberty Bell. And that actual liberty throughout, proclaimed liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. Leviticus 25:10. It just says L-E-V on the, and you can see it on the Liberty Bell, just L-E-V in the Roman numerals for chapter 25, verse 10. If we can turn now to Galatians chapter 5, and actually, Chris shared this verse this morning at the beginning for the call to worship, and this is what, gosh, our country's about, our life in Christ is about. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 is, for freedom that Christ has set us free. So we have the Liberty Bell. We have all these reminders of history all over the country to remind us of our freedom, right? These historic places remind us of our freedom and what was fought for us and the freedom we have in our country, that people can come to the land of the free and the home of the brave. And then we think about our real freedom that we have. When I say real freedom that lasts forever, it's eternal, that we can be with God, our Heavenly Father, forever if we know Christ is our Savior. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. We think about the beginnings of our country and, you know, being in Constitution Hall in Philadelphia, you know, and their meetings began in prayer and someone was in charge of prayer. And so here we are today. God's word tells us our freedom is in Christ, and don't be burdened by what's happening all around us. Right? Don't waver from your faith. Stand firm in God's word. Stand firm in your faith. And don't be burdened by the things that enslave us, right? The things that distract us and cause us to maybe slip away from our faith at times. In Galatians 5, verses 13 through 15, it says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. So this freedom in Christ is for people all over the world. We speak of and sing of freedom in the United States, in our country. And that's why people flee here and come here. But this freedom through Christ is for people all over the world, humankind, every person, no matter what. God sent his son Jesus for all people. And this, we have this independence or this freedom through him. But it says, don't use your freedom for yourself. Rather, serve one another humbly. We think about our veterans and people that are serving our country and serving God. God wants us to serve him and be obedient to him. It says, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Wow. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you'll be destroying each other. Think about that in our country today. We're just kind of, you think about our government and just people in general, just not getting along. We're to come together and work together, not be against each other, but work toward peace, right? But God tells us, as Christians, that we're to love our neighbor no matter what. Every Sunday on my way to church, pray for all my neighbors. But everyone's my neighbor. Everybody's your neighbor, right? So I say it's so important to be praying for one another because we don't know what people are going through. So we think about this whole idea of liberty and freedom. And let freedom ring as we hear these songs. There's lots of programs on the 4th of July and even places in our country, even in this area, where they read the Declaration of Independence to remind people of their freedom. Well, this morning, we certainly are thankful for that freedom, but we're more so thankful for this freedom that we have in Christ that certainly is for all of us. For freedom that Christ has set us free. Praise the Lord. We're thankful for that this morning. So as we think about our journeys and where God takes us, where God leads us, and what he asks us to do and calls us to do, this morning we're coming to the table here to be reminded of this freedom. Yes, we have this freedom in the USA. God bless America. And he has. And God will continue to bless America. And we know this freedom that this flag represents. Actually, went by Betsy Ross's house in our journey. Went to the North Church in Boston. And, you know, they still have church there, the North Church in Boston, where Paul Revere would, you know, give them the lantern. I actually got a little church with a little lantern, and it's in my office. Reminded me of the North Church and Paul Revere. The British are coming, you know, and that, but he's in his church. They still have his church today. I thought it was really neat. You guys, I think you guys would like it. Maybe we could do this. I'm just joking. But, you know, in the North Church, they have these boxes. And so like, this box would be for your family, and that's your box. And this would be your denouement box. Everybody had a box. And I thought, oh, my. I don't know about that. We kind of have boxes here. We just don't have our names on them, right? And each box had a nameplate on it, and you had to pay for your box. I guess that was your donation, and that's where you set. And they have church there now. And that's what they did. But in the Paul Revere days, they had church there. And in that little box, you would sit there. And it still had the hymnals there. And a little fire. You'd build a little fire there. You know, no air conditioning or heat or any of that. You would just build a fire. And everybody, but the family came to church together. Sat together in their box. Wow, we've kind of gotten away from that. We're here this morning because we love Jesus. And we're certainly glad to be here. But praying that others would come too. Right in that North Church, they still have church there. Two services every Sunday, stay packed. And across from the North Church is a little Italian cafe. We used to have a really good time in there. I heard all kinds of stuff. There's a little Italian lady just talking about everything that's happening in the news. And they're ready to go. And I think, wait a minute, I'm going to listen to these girls, these people. But I asked the lady there. She said, yep, after church on Sundays, people go there to church and come over to the but this lady's been there for, she's been having for years. It's been a tradition. I visit the North Church and come here and have coffee at this little Italian place. Those are traditions, right? Remind us of our freedom. But this morning, we're reminded of the freedom we have in Christ. As we come to the table, we're reminded the body was broken and the blood that was shed on this cross that you might be free. That you might have eternal life. That you would live with your Heavenly Father forever. If you just believe. Let's go to prayer. God, as I hold this flag, we're reminded of the freedom we have in this country. God, we're thankful for all those who have fought for that freedom. All of our veterans. People sacrificed their lives for our country. And all these historic places that we can visit and be reminded and be thankful to you, God, for all those that have made this happen. Thankful, God, for the freedom we have in America. But God, this morning, we're reminded of this cross, the freedom we have in you. Freedom from our sin, knowing that Jesus died on the cross, that we would be free. That God, you love us no matter what. And you want us to be free, but we have to believe for that freedom. So God, I know we have a lot happening, even after church here this morning, and a lot going on the rest of this summer. Help us right now, just to focus our attention on you. If there's anyone here this morning that needs to make a decision to follow you, to rededicate their life, whatever it might be, we pray we get those things right with you before we come to the table. God, we love you and thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.